Welcome to Dish Nation!
A new year means some new loving, y'all, and we have a Real Housewives smash alert. They will have everybody saying, damn, that was fast.
Ooh, honey, and Tamar, honey, sorry, boo. But, honey, your big sis, Toni Da Braxton, said, no, ma'am, honey, I'm not spoken for. But first, Tanner, did Chris Rock get slapped, honey? I mean, with the love?
Ooh, slapped with the love. Okay, well, love is definitely in the air for 2024, y'all. How exciting. Okay, according to the streets, 58-year-old Chris Rock might have his sights set on a new lady, 40-year-old Amber Rose.
Wow.
Aha, look at him here, looking cute. The two were seen strolling the streets of NYC the day after Christmas. Now, there was no PDA. The two weren't holding hands. But according to sources, they strolled right on over to his apartment. And some are even saying Chris had a thing for Amber for a while now. Do we like the two of them together?
I do. I do, too. I'm tired of seeing her with, like, rappers and people. It just don't work out for her and them kind of people. I like seeing her with somebody different, more mature. And if he's had a crush on her, this is going to be good because she's his person. And this is cute. I love this together.
Well, I don't care for it myself.
No, Lord, of course you
don't. New year, honey. African-American men need to get something fresh and new. Instead of keep
to
going back to somebody.
That's fresh and new.
Yeah, but she'd have been with everybody else, honey.
No,
and had that been Keisha, he would have never touched
else.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Just his turn.
She hasn't publicly really dated a lot of guys, though. It's only been like three.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I just don't. And look at this girl. Tattoos all over her damn forehead. What? How are you going to take her to dinner?
That has nothing to do with her.
We got, it's new year. We got to get Gary a boo. We got to find somebody for Gary.
Don't forget nothing, Chad.
Nah.
That has nothing to do with her heart, Gary.
Nah.
All right, y'all. Let's get into this year's first
smash alert!
Now, y'all can say what you want to about the Real Housewives of Potomac star Mia Thorne, honey, but girlfriend know how to secure a man, and as Gary would say, baby. We all knew a couple of months ago that Mia left her 71-year-old husband, Gordon Thornton, of 11 years because the money was looking a little funty. But, baby, Mia brought in the new year by posting a photo of her straddling, that's right, I said straddling her new man, as he had that thing picked up in the air, Lord. Ooh, with the caption 444, hashtag 2024, let's go. And if you look closely, it looked like she rocking a new engagement ring. Y'all see that zoom in right there? Ooh, that was fast, y'all. Wasn't that fast?
That was very fast. You know, we watched that show.
I would hope that that's not her wedding ring with another man.
But she went from there bad to worse.
If she's still married, she could still wear her ring.
No, I don't think that's her ring, but we're missing the point. Her husband was a businessman, now she was a DJ.
Bye.
DJing is a business, and some people are smart in their business.
Not when he work with me, hon. He ain't making that much money.
Bye.
What?
Well, he might. They might really like each other.
They look like they like each other.
Do you know who this is?
That's DJ Incognito, hon. He works with me and Brad. Brad don't know him right off the bat, but he ain't making that much money.
How do you know how much that man is garnering?
Girl, he work with me.
How you know that's his only job?
Oh, well, I hope so.
You might see my man posted
it. Some people in the company do make more than others.
Okay. Well, I hope he's incognito when he's making it.
Those will be some big shoes to fill.
Literally.
Well, for every smash alert, there's some unsmashable news.
Uh-oh.
Now, Tamar, rumor has it, it's your big sis tied the knot. I'm talking about the legendary Toni Braxton. Did she tie the knot with Birdman over the holiday? Is that a thing?
Listen, inquiring minds want to know. I was minding my business, and I saw something on the internet, on Beyonce's internet, and inquiring minds had to get down to the bottom of what had happened.
Yo, and you seem very shocked and a crazy thing when you posted that thing and said, like, my sister won't pick up the phone.
No, nobody would.
Like, would this have been a complete shock to you?
Yeah! Absolutely. I mean, because I thought maybe she would have, you know, told me. You don't think she would have told me?
Your face, you just full of
I am. No, I have heard that y'all have reported on it a week prior. Am I wrong?
Uh-huh. She would not. You and her are very close, and Toni would not do that without telling you.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Toni Braxton has something to say about it. Y'all, the woman of God said, my dear friend Birdman and I are not married, never been married. We are both single.
Oh,
and that cracked my face.
Why you say that?
Because my dear friend is wild, dog. What? My dear friend is savage.
My dear friend is giving real friend zone energy. Yeah. Like if you if you're in a post with somebody and you think you're dating and they wrote my dear friend, you would not feel like you were together.
Well, y'all, Tony might not be married, but honey, Miss Tamar, you got a ring.
She sure did.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you going to south of the border to get married?
Probably not south of the border. But, you know, I was just so surprised. I thought when he gave me he told me to pick a bag to open first. Mm-hmm. And I thought they were earrings because I had mentioned that I needed a new pair of earrings, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought they were earrings. And so when the box was in the box, it's like, oh, they're earrings. You know, like you talk to yourself when you're opening it, like, oh, they're earrings. And when I opened it was this ring and I just couldn't believe
it. So what's the total weight?
Heavy. Oh. All right. All right, everybody, moving on. That's all y'all getting, okay?
Okay.
It looks like my brother, Kirk Franklin, isn't giving up hope that he could be related to Plies, y'all. Oh, so Kirk recently appeared on Club Shay Shay with Shannon Sharp and spoke out about the viral joke of him and Plies being related. Now, Kirk shared why he thinks he and Plies haven't linked up yet, despite Plies saying that they were going to connect. Check it out.
We were supposed to be in the got together. We was going to do something in Florida and Miami. What do we have? He don't want to do nothing. He don't want to do nothing. It's because I think he's really, really, really afraid that I could be his daddy.
That's wild. I mean, they look alike,
they
but like,
look like
this is going on for too long. I mean, if you really want to get down to the bottom of it, go on Know Your Roots with that one guy and just sit there and y'all hash it out.
It's astonishing that they've never met before.
I know.
Right.
Yeah.
Aren't they only like 7 years apart in age?
Yeah. He was kidding when he said that I could be his dad.
Why would he say, why would you, that's kind of a dig. Why would he say that?
That's not a dig.
I don't think he meant
it. Lightweight.
And he probably don't want to meet Kirk because Kirk is a Christian. He's secular. Those don't usually mix,
what
Tamar.
What does that mean? Why you say me? Oh. I get in it. I'm saved and I sing secular music. It mixes very well. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Well, it looks like Tiffany Haddish is moving on from her DUI. You guys remember we talked about this last month. We dished about Tiff being arrested for driving under the influence and allegedly falling asleep behind the wheel of her car. Thank goodness she's safe. Well, Tiff recently did stand up at LA's Laugh Factory and joked about how nice the Beverly Hills jail is. She told the crowd the facility was clean, which you wouldn't always expect from a jail, and she even raved about the food and feminine products they had on deck for her. I'm not surprised. Are any of you surprised he's joking about it?
No,
not at all.
Cool.
Like,
no,
comedians okay take stuff that happens to them in real life and just try to find the humor in it.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can't just avoid it. You know what I mean?
The truth is funny. The real life is funny, especially for someone like Tiff who can like.
People are gonna laugh about it because we've seen it in the press and we want her to talk about it. We want to know what happened. We want to know what it was like. So this is good.
She wouldn't have been joking. They were stopped up from doing comedy. They already told her she couldn't drive, and her friends was all right. Oh, we so worried about Tiffany. What are we gonna do?
Can't stop her from doing comedy. Right. She could do comedy sitting on her front porch with her phone. If she had to, you know, and still be funny. We love Tiffany Haddish, Gary.
We sure do.
Remember you said something about it before? She got on you.
Oh, yeah. Tiffany, I'm sorry. I love you, girl.
I'm happy the jail was clean, though. Yeah. And I'm sure they made it a little bit extra special for her because of who she was.
Yeah, like if there's places that you could get locked up at, Beverly Hills is probably not one of the worst ones.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right. It ain't Rice Street in Georgia.
Y'all, well, up next, honey, is Kanye West upset that his wife is not pregnant yet? We'll explain that to you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey, what up?
Now, Kanye West and Bianca Censori have supposedly been married for about a year now. And it seems like Kanye is ready to have a baby with his wife.
Okay.
Now, Radar Online has reported that an insider supposedly said that Kanye believes Bianca should have been pregnant by now. And instead of accepting that he hasn't been spending many nights with his wife practicing baby making, Yeezy is blaming Bianca and is supposedly sending her to start IVF treatment.
Oh, wow.
Which is scary because, like, you can be aiming for one baby and you'll get like four.
You'll get a grip of kids.
A litter.
Right?
That girl don't want no baby with him and mess up her body.
I feel so bad. Look at her face, though. Yeah.
This could be just a weird photo. Neither one of them look particularly happy.
Right? It looks like he have a bunch of like mothballs in his mouth. You know what I mean? Like he got like,
But I've never seen a photo of the two of them where she was like, just having the best time of her life, you know?
Yeah, well.
What was that one time on that boat?
He was having a
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, it'd be crazy if, like, you know, she's, like, popping Plan Bs, like, on a low, you know what I'm saying? And, like, you think you got, like, the blank gun, you know what I'm saying? Wow. Like, you trying to figure out what's wrong with you.
So help me figure this out, because the rumor was that they broke up. What, they got back together? What happened?
I don't even know. We don't even know if that rumor was true. Yeah. They might have never broke up.
They might have read your book. Who knows, Tamar?
Yeah, well, my book got back together. Hello?
Got rebinded?
Yeah. My book got more chapters. She's a bestseller.
The second edition.
Okay.
Okay, second time around. Well, y'all, moving on, it's time for...
Dish Gone Viral!
TikToker at The Only Dummy Mommy shared a now viral video of her, of how her brother-in-law makes his sons make up after they've been fighting, y'all. Take a look at this.
With others, we're happy and we're single and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Here you go, say it with a smile.
We're
having
a flavor of color. Give me a high five.
I don't see no smile.
What did they say?
Smile.
We're brothers, we're happy, and we're single, and we're colored. For the beginning.
Yes.
Don't
see no smile, Messiah.
We're happy and we're single, and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Look at that smile. Oh, wow.
That might be one of the most beautiful things
that
I've ever seen.
That was kind of cute.
That's adorable.
Oh, my goodness. I loved really it. Good.
Maybe I would should have done it in my family.
Oh, my God.
How did y'all settle disputes?
We got a whipping.
Old school, straight to the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Not in 2024.
Wait, hold on. HK, do you do anything? What do you do when your boys
I might be doing this.
Yeah?
That's so cute.
If not this song, like a song that you can't sing... Not smiling, like the theme song from Perfect Strangers. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do standing tall on the wings of my dream. Like, you know, like, you gotta put some emotion into that.
Yeah,
you know
well,
what
thank
I mean?
You for being afraid.
That one.
Started from the bottom, now we're here, boy.
Give it, give it, give it, give it.
Yeah, the older brother looked very irritated. Yeah.
The older brother's upset about it. Like, the younger brother, I also like whenever dad was like, let me see that smile, and he's like, my brother.
And even the mixed energy and the high fives from, like, you know, from version to version.
Yeah, because he knew his little brother was going to cut up again.
I wish Unique and Ronnie would have settled their differences like this on Power.
Okay.
Well, coming up, we've got our first Thirst Trapping with the Stars for 2024. And baby, honey, Ms. Martha Stewart did not, honey, come to play. So come right back.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, everybody, it's time for...
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
That's right. All right, guys, these are the first traps of 2024, and they are juicy. First up is the Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey, who rang in the new year with one of her traditions, taking a plunge in a designer gown. Yes, ma'am. Miss Mariah stepped into a hot tub with snow falling all around and said, wishing us all a happy, peaceful, and happy new year.
This is something she does often. She don't care about the gown, the price of a gown. She's gonna do what she wanna do.
Yeah, but if she's gonna do it, she should do it right. She should have gotten a cold pool, not a hot one.
Oh,
why?
On
she's
now.
In Aspen. I had just left her. She's in Aspen.
Oh!
Yeah, that part.
Yeah, that's why you see a little smoke.
Gary, why aren't you in a gown getting into a hot tub?
Because I left you.
Wow!
Sorry,
anyway,
I left you.
Okay. Up next, honey, is Miss Halle Berry. Now, she welcomed the new year in an elevator, rocking a gold blazer with a black lingerie and heels, honey. And she simply said, hello, 2024.
Hello.
Oh. Yep. Anytime she take a picture, thirst trap.
She bad, sorry.
Y'all can put the things down. Once you over 50, it's not a thirst trap. You can do what the hell you want to do.
Why does she look
she
so good?
She ate. She looks amazing.
She's like Sierra's sister.
This is a thirst trap, a hunger trap, a mouse trap, a cat trap, a dog trap.
Put your sign down. You still stuck on a
picture,
huh?
Sorry, my sign is way up for that.
Tanner, put it down.
Let me just hold my sign here for a minute, Tamar, okay? Jeez.
Soldiers at attention. Hold on.
Leave me. Good gosh.
Stop on the bench.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Brad. Come
on. Okay, y'all, keeping the party going is none other than
82-year-old Martha Stewart, who dropped this sexy mirror selfie and said, after an 8-hour plane trip from Westchester to Palm Beach, horrible, by the way, we went to bed early and wore my beautiful Sabia Rose nightgown. I didn't look so bad when I got up, at least not as bad as I did when I went to bed. It must be the expensive outfit.
All right.
So is this a thirst trap or nah?
It's not between, honey.
It's not for me, honey. She over 50. She 82, y'all.
82,
she
girl.
Can do what she wants to do.
She's an antique freak.
She told Drew Barrymore that she got her boots knocked off.
Yeah.
Knocked her socks off not long before
I can believe that because this picture, I know for a fact, is in some man's phone.
No, for real.
Okay?
Yeah.
She said we, y'all. She ain't going to bed by herself.
And
she said we.
That was she did say.
She wanted to let y'all know she's still sexually active, like the oven still get warm.
Hello? Wow.
She wanted y'all to know.
Not with Snoop Dogg, that was a lie. She said we, honey. Right. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, she got that easy bake oven.
Martha's had that easy bake for a while, probably.
And she smoked a joint right after.
All right, last but not least, man. Listen, I'll be the president of the Moist Mouth Militia on this one because this is my first track. We got Ice Spice, and she had an extra reason to celebrate on New Year's because she also turned 24 years old.
Wow, 24.
And she showed out a see-through dress and said, happy birthday to me. Think this is a thirst trap or not?
Yes.
That's not a trap.
Oh, now wait till you see the other angles.
Oh, well, that one's a trap. Yeah, that one's definitely a trap. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Really?
And the crazy thing is that dress ain't even see-through. That's just what her butt make it do.
Really?
Hold on. Ice Spice was born January 1st, Y2K?
Yeah. Maybe she was the threat that we was worried about.
Like, maybe she came around.
A glitch.
Okay, y'all, coming up is Shakira Thirst trapping with a statue. We've got the deets after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, 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 what up?
Aina Shakira has always been larger than life, but now it's really true, right? A bronze statue of the superstar was just unveiled in her native Colombia.
Wow.
And check this out. It is approximately 20 feet tall. Of course, its hips don't lie either, and basically everyone is saying the Statue of Liberty could never, ever.
Okay. They need to remake the Statue of Liberty, honey.
They do.
Wow.
She rusted out anyway.
Okay.
I had no idea this was so big until I saw that little ant person walking next to it.
Right. This is amazing.
No, that is good.
Because that was going to be the thing I was going to say, is you can't have a life-size Shakira statue out somewhere because people are coming to get their squeezes
on it.
You're
going to clean it way too much.
Yeah. She's really popular.
Yeah.
In so many situations you see where people get statues of themselves that don't look like them. Like, shout out to LL Cool J. He has a statue of himself in Queens. It looks like ELL Cool J. Oh. This looks like Shakira. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is good.
It's good.
You can tell from a mile away who this is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just from the way she's standing, her hands, the hair, the I love the way the dress flows. This is really nice.
It can really be either her or Beyonce. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see my
sometimes they be having those similar styles.
Yeah. Okay. But Shakira do the more salsa-y hip thing more.
Did you just move them hips or what did you do?
Like, when you say Shakira, you kind of just...
You got to Shakira, Shakira.
You got to say Shakira, say Shakira.
Hips don't lie, you know?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.